The following is a QST. Bad news for United States hams who like high-fidelity single sideband. Find out the details on Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 1341, coming your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from New Zealand, here is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
A sour note for hams running what some call high-fidelity single sideband. It comes in a regulatory advisory letter from the FCC. Amateur Radio Newsline's Paul Coulson, WA3VJB, reports from Washington, D.C.
The letter from FCC Enforcement Counsel Riley Hilingsworth went out to a list of licensed hams who favor what some call enhanced SSB, which is sometimes nicknamed upper wideband and lower wideband, characterized by extended low-end response, a clean mid-range, and expanded treble or high-end crispness. While their passion is to experiment toward exceptional audio quality with their voice transmission and reception, the experiments have been a flop, with some other hams near their frequencies of operation. Hollingsworth said the commission has received a number of complaints, and that his advisory letter is intended to inform them that the complaints claim the bandwidth of these stations is wider than necessary and contrary to good engineering practice. The FCC letter did not cite these stations for any violations, and acknowledged that a precise measurement can be somewhat complex. But Hollingsworth encouraged each operator to be aware that it can be, quote, extremely inconsiderate of other operators, end quote, to employ what Hollingsworth described as wideband overly processed audio, especially when, in his words, such audio is combined with high intermodulation distortion generated by certain amplifiers. Two of the hams who received the letter quickly responded to Hollingsworth. John Anning, NU9N, told the FCC that single sideband does not have to sound like a tin can anymore, and cited the enhanced audio available from the latest manufactured transceivers from Kenwood and Yaesu, as well as the popularity of external audio augmentation marketed to the amateur community from Heil Sound and W2IHY. Anning said his station does not splatter, has low distortion, and is not overly processed. He suggested the problem of splatter and excessive bandwidth from distortion products is far more common on the phone bands during any contest weekend. The other hi-fi ham sharing his response to the FCC advisory letter was Paul Christensen, W9AC. He told Newsline he's puzzled by the letter since he's been off the air the past 6 months. Christensen said the letter may have been prompted by a group he characterized as, quote, a half-dozen tightly knit pandering individuals, end quote. Both men who spoke with Newsline compared the experiments with wideband SSB to the activity of AM, which itself has enjoyed rising popularity and has been getting favorable press in QST, Electric Radio, and popular communications magazines. By contrast, though, Hollingsworth has reportedly expressed his belief single sideband was developed as a mode with space-saving advantages, with necessary trade-offs in audio quality as a presumption with its use in the amateur service. Again, these advisory letters carry no enforcement sanctions, but Hollingsworth told the stations such complaints can trigger petitions for rulemaking, asking for constraints on such activity that the recipients of the letters had better keep in mind. Reporting for Newsline, this is Paul Coulson, WA3VJB in Washington.
In preparing his report, WA3VJB did contact the FCC's Riley Hollingsworth. Hollingsworth told Coulson that he honestly does not think these letters have any bearing on those hams who operate AM stations, although he admits that he is getting that question. But he says that in his view, there is no need whatsoever for AMers to be concerned.